And now, five letters selected from the evening news this week.
Our first two letters continue a controversy we heard about last week. The proposal from a Norwich charity to reduce staff hours to 4 days a week on full pay. Glyn Linder wrote in from Frettenham. So we now have yet another four-day working week being introduced by a council-funded taxpayer organisation. This time, it's Future Projects, a special education school, who've decided to implement four-day working while still maintaining 5 days' salary. What is it with these organisations and departments funded by the public purse who have an obsession about working shorter hours for the same money? Norwich City Council have been pushing for it as well, trying to make a four-day week the norm. What I find strange is that whenever asked, they all seem to come up with the same old chestnut. Productivity has been maintained or even improved in some instances, despite the reduction in hours. Begs the question, what have they been doing on the fifth day?
I think we all agree with Glyn DJ Linder's jaundice at the resurrected proposals for four-day working weeks for certain workers. As a rule, anyone given the opportunity to get paid a week's wages and only work 4 days will jump at the chance. Clearly, anyone involved in professions like paid on hourly rates and reliant upon overtime to top up their wages will not find their bosses racing to sign up the staff. Equally, the self-employed, like plumbers or electricians, aren't likely to award themselves the luxury of 3 days off every week. So who are the people who seek this revolutionary new change to our working environment? An editorial recently asked how it's possible to produce the same level of output in 4 days as it does in five. And Glyn posed the same question. And frankly, these contracts are only mooted for people who hold admin roles behind desks, have endless meetings, or carry clipboards in supervisory positions. Of course, one might conclude promoters of such madcap schemes like Mike Stonard, leader of Norwich City Council, would be ideally placed to take advantage of a four-day week because his productivity isn't measurable in the world of meetings and attendance of public functions. I don't think anyone who works in a job where productivity can be measured in bricks laid or shelves stacked can imagine how a four-day week makes good commercial sense. But I guess if your presence in the workplace is optional, or at least not needed every day, maybe one needs to query whether you're needed at all. And if you can genuinely do all your work in 4 days instead of five, maybe you need to be only paid for four, especially when public money is involved.
Last week, we also heard from a reader about the Blue Badge Unit at Norfolk County Council. Linda Miller from Dereham had to struggle to get a blue badge for her partner. Virginia Grundy's letter concerning the difficulties of obtaining a blue badge are sadly not a new problem. I tried for at least 6 years to obtain one for my partner, who suffered from severe arthritis and other health issues. I was persistent, and eventually he did receive one, by which time he was seriously ill. Once he was diagnosed as terminal, the process became easier. He was able to use it a few times before he passed away. I wish Ms. Grundy good luck.
On a more cheerful note, John Robert Curtis wrote in full praise of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. I'm writing to express my appreciation for the National Health Service from the perspective of a pensioner. I would like to shed some praise on the dedication of the doctors and nurses that they provided for the welfare of the patients and myself at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. I think we as a country often speak negatively of the NHS, and I feel it's important that we recognise and celebrate the dedication of the doctors, nurses and support staff, and we need to be grateful for the healthcare we receive. All the staff have been nothing but impeccable during my time in the Hayden and Ingham wards. The staff worked hard. They treated me with compassion and always had a smile on their faces. I enjoyed the food, and they helped me with building my strength so I could return home. They've helped support me to have a better quality of life. I would like to give one last big thank you to all the nurses and doctors I had the great pleasure of meeting during my time in the Hayden and Ingham wards. Thank you.
Jim Cobb in Hoverton is not impressed by Norfolk County Council's proposal to switch off 1,000 streetlights. I see Norfolk County Councillor proposing to switch off 1,000 streetlights. The case for the installation of lights on main roads is that it is known to reduce road accidents by about 30%. So if you switch them off, you must expect an increase in accidents. It's an accounting problem. The cost of lighting is borne by the council, but the cost of the accidents falls on the NHS, plus the victims and their families. On residential roads, the lighting is to reduce crime. Once again, the cost of the lighting goes to the council, and the cost of the crime goes to the pedestrians and residents, making it someone else's problem.